Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
While sales in store were up about 3%.
To ABC's Elizabeth Schulze, it was a white Christmas for millions, but it could also be a stormy day after for parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. There are avalanche warnings in effect for parts of Oregon and Washington. It's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan following the plane crash Wednesday in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. 29 did survive, but the cause of the crash is unknown. Also unknown, why the plane bound for Russia diverted to Kazakhstan. In Indonesia, a service today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 200,000 people. This is ABC. A grim discovery in a home in New Hampshire.
Four more deaths that appear to be carbon monoxide related.
State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey after the four victims were found in a home in Wakefield. This follows similar deaths in the state in the last few months linked to carbon monoxide. Scary moments outside of one of the most famous stores in the world. A New York City taxi cab jumped the curb just feet from the doors of Macy's. ABC's Phil Tate has details from the scene.
Authorities tell us that that driver behind the wheel, who was just 58 years old, was having some form of a medical episode, and that taxi cab had plowed into multiple people, including a mother and her 9-year-old son. We're told that they are from Australia. The good news is they are expected to be okay.
Gas prices may be going up a bit soon as oil futures bumping up this morning, closing 0.3% higher on hopes of a fresh stimulus from the Chinese government. And the Israeli military says it destroyed newly discovered tunnels that Hamas have been using as a hideout. The route was more than a mile long. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved, and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers headed to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Vikings Sunday. Game time now 3:25 in Minnesota. Green Bay clinched his spot in the playoffs after beating the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs excited to finally reach the postseason as a Packer after 5 years with the Raiders.
You got games in front of you. You know, we're still fighting, you know, trying to be as best of a team that we can be. We finally put a complete game together. That's something that we've been hunting since the beginning of the season. I mean, it just feels like our ceiling is keep going up.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off their next game New Year's Eve on the road at Providence. Senior forward David Joplin scored 19 in their win over Xavier. Joplin now has over 1,000 points in his career with the Golden Eagles.
He scored a lot of points. I'm grateful for him. You know, anytime you have someone that's scored over 1,000 points at the same school, you know, that you're just grateful that he's been around that long and that we got, you know, 2/3 of our season left with him.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is your life.
Here.
Yep. Yep. It's always hot in the studio.
It is.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Yeah, in this hour, we're all going to get interrogated by each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I came to work today.
We're going to grill each other.
Right. And you're up first,
you're
John.
You're next.
What?
Yes. Oh, we're starting with you, pal.
Yep.
That's
your name's first in the show. Sorry.
It is. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can switch that around.
No. No.
You always wanted to be first.
No. Not this time. So.
All right.
John Peterson. Let's roll. This is your life.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Let's roll it all back.
All right. Let's go back to the beginning, huh?
Yeah. Where were you born?
Let's see here.
And when?
Well, and why?
Okay.
And why?
Why was I born? Well, that's a damn good question. Yeah, I'm from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I've been Milwaukee for 30 damn years. And I grew up there. I went to high school there. I had fun there. I couldn't. It was my first introduction, by the way, waking up to go to school.
Yeah.
My alarm clock radio went off, and I always listened to this one radio announcer in the morning, and he always had like this topic of some kind of law being debated in the state capitol.
Huh.
And I thought, oh, gee, that's a really good law. Why don't they pass that? Sounds like an easy one. And then the next morning, the radio would come on, and he'd say, that law failed.
Oh!
Wait.
And I thought, politics doesn't make any sense at all, and I tuned out of politics for many, many decades.
Wow. Who was this host? Do you remember the name?
Lee Rothman.
Okay.
He was just a regular guy, not a political guy in any way, but he just mentioned these stories about, you know, bills that were being proposed, and I always thought, geez, you know, this is logical. I'd go with that. And ever since then, I've always based all of my opinions on logic and what it does for society and the cheapest way to accomplish what it does for society.
Yeah. Okay, now back up a second, because you glossed over a whole part of your childhood here. Like, were you the first, are you the oldest in your family?
I'm a second child, so I have all of those burdens.
Yes.
So you have an older
me.
Sister?
Yeah, my older sister was very dominating.
Well, and she
she's
also...
She's a Mensa.
She's a Mensa. She outshined you. How frustrating could that have been?
It was very frustrating because my parents... In fact, Anne, my wife, still complains about this to this day, but they used to say I wasn't the smart one.
Oh, my God.
Said it out loud. And she was very...
Holy smokes.
She didn't like that.
I wonder why.
I got used to it.
Wait, what did your dad do anyway. What'd your dad do for a living?
My dad worked for the Wisconsin Gas Company.
Okay.
Yeah. And your mom?
And my mom started a real estate company of her own, and she was very successful. Wanted me to actually join the company and take over the business eventually, but no, I had to do my own thing. I had to see America. I had to hop on my motorcycle and cruise the roads of Wisconsin.
You did not.
And I did.
Yeah. You were a bad boy motorcycle rider?
Well, it was a...
You're such a dork now. I don't understand. What happened?
It was a Sears 106.
Oh, yeah. Those are heavy duty.
I know. Yeah. It's a classic.
John, I ought to bring my motorcycle in and we can go for a ride.
We could. Okay. It was a crazy time. It really was. And, I went to art school right out of high school and decided art wasn't my thing because I met a friend there who played guitar really well. And I liked to write songs. I didn't like to sing other people's songs. And he would put all that stuff to music. He would play the stuff. I came up with the tune and the lyrics, and I decided I wanted to be a songwriter and an artist, but that didn't work out either.
Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I started working at factories.
Yeah.
I worked third shift factories. I had like two jobs, a bookbindery in New Berlin and one in Waukesha, late night in a factory there. Union member, didn't know it. No one told me I was paying union dues or that I was a union member, but I made a lot of money. I bought... The very first year Blazers came out, I bought a Chevy Blazer.
Wow.
I love that truck. I just love that truck. I wanted trucks for the rest of my life, but I changed that.
That changed too.
Yeah, I went to Carmen Ghia's after that.
You rolled at Carmen Ghia once, right?
I did. Yeah. I was going to Arizona.
Wait, rolled it?
On a recreational trip.
Spinning out of control, rolling. Yes.
What?
Yeah, I was in Texas. They were just reconstructing some of the road work down there.
Okay.
And they had loose gravel on the side of the road. My rear tire caught the gravel. And all of a sudden, it just fishtailed out into the gravel area. And I was just sliding like crazy. And then I hit the pavement again.
Right.
I slid sideways onto the pavement, and the wheels caught, and it just kind of flipped.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't horrible or anything. It just stopped and flipped.
Of course, you were wearing your seatbelt.
It was a convertible, and we were wearing our seatbelts, yes.
Oh, wait. Lucky. I gotta dive more into that. A convertible, back then, they didn't have frames. It's just an open.
No,
how did you not get?
The frame for the windshield.
Well, yeah.
The windshield
prevented it from crushing.
Killing you.
But like I say, it just kind of rolled gently over.
Just like
the windshield.
Turning in bed.
Bent some of the framework and destroyed the soft top. So I had to just leave the car and
walk away.
Amarillo.
Wow. Okay, so how did you get into radio? Where did you go to school? Right?
Yes, I actually, after working at a car dealership as a parts driver, I thought, this isn't going anyplace. So my mom was a big backer of anything I wanted to do. She was a mom, aww. She really believed in Johnny.
Yes.
And she said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I could go to broadcast school. And she said, okay, we'll pay for it. Go. And
wow.
It was a night class. I went for 2 years. And as I have told the story before, my very first day going upstairs at night in the dark room of the lobby, and my teacher was on the couch, arm over his head, saying, I wish I'd gotten into real estate.
Yeah.
And that inspired me after that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make sure this happens for me.
Sure.
My mom does real estate. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
What was the name of the broadcast school?
It was the Institute of Broadcast Arts. They had one in Chicago as well. It was the home base in Chicago.
Okay.
And
how'd you get your first gig?
I don't know.
I
applied for work, and I got one in Waupun, babysitting automation, where you change the reels when you had to change the reels, and something went wrong, you dealt with that. But I, after that, I my Carmen Ghia blew up. on the way up to Waupun in the middle of the night in the snowdrift. It was a huge snowstorm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I just gave up, and I decided to maybe not get into radio. And after that, Waukesha. I went to WAUK, one of the Civic Media stations.
Oh, my gosh.
And I ended up working there at Edwards Broadcasting, I believe it was called at the time. And what we played was elevator music.
Really?
Yes.
Your favorite.
It was really awful.
Oh, no, you didn't like
it. All the people who are between jobs, by the way, got jobs working at WAUK.
Seriously?
Wow. Yeah, some of the underground radio stations.
Sure.
Two of the radio announcers who lost that station, WTOS, I believe it was, they came to work at WAUK as well. Hmm. So they had some underground guys working at a radio station that played elevator music.
It's good stuff. That's nice.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
you know, my teacher, my last year at broadcast school, that teacher became a consultant here in Madison at WWQM, and it was a top 40 radio station that played a hell of a lot of rock and roll. Uh-huh. And he said, why don't you go over there? They need some guy to fill in for their middays, and I did that. And after that, I just had more fun. And
right, you just hop from station to station.
And then I went from, I worked at all the radio groups in town.
Right.
Right. And then when they started buying up the radio groups, it became smaller and smaller. And eventually, you know, I just kind of called it quits.
Yeah.
Retired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you called me back.
I'm sorry.
Let's go on through that.
Well, I mean, you guys gave me my career. I should have mentioned that.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Earlier in this year, because I don't think I've ever said it on the air, that you guys started my, because I was working at a station, WORT, which is obviously a community radio station, not commercial, so not paying well. But you called me from MAD.
Yes.
When I was on the air on in mornings and you were mornings on MAD, you called me at the restaurant, Blue Plate Diner.
No, it was Cleveland's Lunch.
Oh, you first called me there.
Yes.
Okay.
You were there, and I thought, this is the coolest job in the world. If you're a radio announcer and you have
working
access to coffee and donuts,
right,
and you get to interview people every morning.
Yeah, just sit around and eat donuts.
I thought that was so cool. I had to talk to you about
it.
And then we called you up at WMAD.
So flipping adorable.
Yeah.
So adorable. And I think that's what got me my first commercial gig, because you got me on commercial air.
Yeah.
They didn't know me otherwise.
Now, I know it kind of broke the mold a little bit. One station calling another and simulcasting at the same time.
Never heard of that ever since and ever before.
Well,
we lost touch with. I mean, we got fired.
Yeah.
Oh, they
and moved on.
They closed your station down.
Yes.
It went dark.
And then
we
decided to take that format to Triple M.
We went to Triple M.
But then 92 came back as alternative, and that was me in the mornings there, too. I took your job.
That's right.
Right.
So that's why I called you for Civic.
Because you felt guilty.
Yes, I did.
Well, good.
Well, a guilt trip, that's always
that's a good way
to get a job.
Yes. Yeah, so we had connected on Facebook somehow. I saw your picture because I knew you were working at WGN. And at the time, I was working in South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, that's right.
And I wanted to take a tour of WGN, and I was looking on their website, and I saw your picture or on your Facebook
page. I don't remember
you
ever asking me. I would have said yes.
I did connect with you on Facebook. And you were like, who are you?
I did not. I lie like a rug.
In any case, and that tour never took place. I was asking for a tour.
But that was, we just stayed in touch.
Yeah.
Stayed in touch.
You guys did, didn't you?
Over the years.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And here you are.
Yeah.
And John, in the afternoons, you also do a census.
I do. I go around Dane County and I ask questions in a survey that we have. And the census has like three or four different surveys all the time. So people are amazed that somebody's at their door asking for questions.
Of course.
Not good. Not this time anyway. Mm-hmm. You know.
Speaking of curious, that's you.
Well, guess what? We're out of time.
Yeah. Oh,
so thanks for sharing your life story
so much
with
more
us.
To say.
No, it's too
so
late.
So many more things to reveal.
We are going to interrogate Sam next.
Yep.
Here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. Get ready, Sam.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlow over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlow Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlow to the others, and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlow.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Conrad Krieger, producer for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's to the people that spend the holidays on the couch watching football, not paying attention to any other conversation. Don't forget to have that special drink in your cup holder. Happy holidays, everyone.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is your life.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Furlow Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Furlow mattress available on Madison's East Side or West Side or online at furlow.com. All right. Well, this time around, we are going to interrogate Sam Davison.
Oh, I'm in the hot seat.
Yay, I get to be here for
I've
this.
I've been tied to the chair. There's a light over my face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you put the timer on here so we know what... how much time we have?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yep, start the questioning.
The expose portion of the John and Gordy Show.
And with the first question, John Peterson.
Yes. What is it like being a Gen Zer?
Well, what do you mean? I remember asking my dad when I was a kid, well, what was life like in the 80s? And he would say, well, it's just like now, but it happened back then. And that's all that I can say.
It's, wow,
it's
that's
just
pretty
like,
good.
It's
like
just
that.
Like when you were a kid, except it's happening now.
Right. How old is your dad? How old are your parents?
He is 54. Oh, my mom is two years younger.
My God, I could be your mother.
Well, okay, let's change the subject here. So where were you born and where did you grow up?
I was born in the Wausau Hospital, March 1st, 2001. In case anybody wants to know my personal information to steal my identity.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Yeah.
just gave out a little much, probably.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I grew up initially in Rothschild, Wisconsin, a suburb of Wausau. And then in 2004, we moved out to the country to a tiny town that like barely exists, Ringle. Highway 29 used to run through it until they redid the highway. Now that's why it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Ringle.
Yeah, my dad ran a lawn care business when I was a young kid, and that's why he wanted some more space for like all of his equipment and stuff, so we moved out there.
And did you
participate in high school in all kinds of things? What kinds of things did you do after?
Yes and no. I was kind of all over the place. I wasn't big into sports, but I did track and field.
Of course you did.
I was a sprinter and a pole vaulter.
I want my daughter to do that. That is so cool. You got the body for that. You got to be lithe and fast.
I think that's dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, I fell wrong once and almost broke my neck.
Oh, God. Was that in the backyard trying it out?
No. Well, you got to make sure you fall right. So,
on your back, on the sack.
Exactly. Right. Yes. All right. I was also in band. I was in band all through high school.
Where did you play?
Yeah.
Clarinet.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's where he met all his girlfriends.
Yes.
And then
romantic.
On to college?
Yeah, I initially went to UW-Stevens Point to be a math teacher, and then met some people there who were into media, and so I got involved with radio there.
Listen to people in media.
No, we're idiots.
They're dangerous people.
Yes.
They got bad advice.
Definitely.
Yeah. As your old radio instructor said, oh, my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate.
Exactly.
But COVID happened like midway through my freshman year.
Oh.
And so I was online, came back fall of 2020, was still online, and I was just kind of sick of it. So, and I had also met another person who went to UW-Madison, and I kind of decided to drop out for a while from Stevens Point. I worked in a factory for like 4 or 6 months.
Which factory? Is this the one where you were food processing, right?
Different one. Okay. I've worked here, there, and everywhere.
I bet. Okay.
Yeah. But ended up going to UW-Madison then, and that's how I ended up here.
Oh.
And didn't have a plan after I graduated, so I just stayed in town, and luckily this job fell into place at the last second.
So you got it in four years?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Wow. Even taking a little time off. Mm-hmm. Well, that pandemic. Holy smokes.
One thing I know about you is you're a Mr. Fix-It kind of guy. You've got that VW bug that you've been remodeling and fixing up.
Yeah.
You take movie projectors apart and fix them up. How did you get into doing all that? Was that something you learned from your family or your dad?
From
or
your dad, or lawn care, brothers? Fixing the machines that he had?
Well, he had like this big shop with a bunch of tools, so I had access to the things to take things apart.
ideally put them back together.
Right. Yeah, I think it was something just built into me, though. He told me a story when I was a toddler. He back in the 90s when he started this business, he had a bag phone that he took in the truck with him.
Oh,
and then
when
he got a cell phone, he gave me the old bag phone to play with as a kid.
Really?
And I tore it all apart when I was 2 years old.
Oh, nice. Now, tell us about the time that the engine block almost fell on you and killed you.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
God.
Where you got your fingers stuck, because this was fairly recent.
This is a good story.
Yeah, not too long ago. Yeah. So I bought a used engine that needed some refreshing for my old Volkswagen. And I was cleaning some of the oil passageways that I could like have access to from the outside. And I had this engine propped up on two card tables.
Yeah.
Like it's a wide engine. So I had one half on one card table, one half on the other.
That's
and
a
I
great
was
idea.
Because card tables are made for this kind of work.
They're not known for their strength.
Notoriously strong.
But they're not slippery on the top either, you know, where the engine might just slide
exactly.
off.
Right.
A lot of support.
So I was laying underneath this thing in the space between the tables.
Threatens your toes. Mm. Put your whole self in.
Right. So I had 250 pounds of metal hanging over my head. And I didn't have a tool to clean this oil passageway. So I used my pinky finger. And so I stuck my pinky finger into this little hole.
Yeah.
And it got stuck.
Oh, no.
And I was trying to yank it out. And I was worried I was like going to dislocate or break off my finger. I knew somebody who broke part of their finger off in high school. So it was like traumatic in my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you think also I can't wiggle too hard because
it'll
I'm under
it
a
off
card
the table.
Table?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Eventually, I kind of it was like a Chinese finger trap thing. If you let off the pressure and just kind of twist it really, really gently.
Yes.
Then it'll come loose.
The panic swelled your finger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there anybody else around that could help you or no?
I could have yelled for help, but I don't think anyone would have heard me.
Okay. Wow.
So you have a gifted life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very lucky.
So here you are today.
Yeah. Producing.
We got a minute left. Any final questions?
No, I think that's
Catherine, do you have any questions? John?
Let's talk about your girlfriend.
I think we'll have to save that for another time.
Yeah, another time. Yeah. Okay.
Who are we going to hear coming up next? I think.
Oh, it's my. It's my turn to get in the hot seat.
Getting the lamp going.
Oh boy. All right. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning in just a moment.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Wisconsin dairy researchers are looking to extend the squeakiness of cheese curds. We'll talk about how they're doing it next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Dr. Rani Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research. She says a longer-lasting squeak could open more markets for fresh curds. They've partnered with the audiology department on the UW-Madison campus to measure the squeakiness of fresh cheese curds. She explains that curds squeak because proteins are rubbing against your teeth.
Think about balloons. You know, to talk about squeakiness, think about a balloon analogy. If you take two inflated balloons and you rub them together, you will hear a squeaky sound. Now, if you make the balloons lose air, they no longer have much resistance and will not squeak anymore when rubbed together. So I think it's the same analogy. If your cheese structure is no longer has that toughness or the firmness, and it becomes softer, it loses that squeaky note because there's no more resistance.
Dr. Rani Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research with the balloon analogy to help understand the squeakiness of a cheese curd. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news in just a moment.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
The UW-Madison's Division of Extension and the Wisconsin Beef Council will be hosting in-person beef quality assurance certification meetings. This will be in the month of January and February. You can find a complete list of those meetings at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our morning e-newsletter. That's where you can get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning. One of the stories today, Culver's Thank You Farmers Project has raised $1.5 million to benefit agriculture this year alone. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Merry Christmas.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is your life.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning.
I love this.
I like watching Gordy mime the music.
Got my air guitar going.
Anytime you play the Beatles, you just melt.
I go into a trance.
He goes into a trance. Yeah.
But this is one of the great instrumentals.
It is.
It really is.
How do I not know this song?
Because it was on the... It was in Magical Mystery Tour, just as some background music in this movie that they made called Magical Mystery Tour, which is pretty much a home movie that the Beatles made.
It's an insane movie.
It's a bizarre, not well-made movie. It was one of their few failures, actually, as far as a project.
But there are a lot
of great songs in there.
But a lot of memorable scenes, you know, when they're going down the staircase.
Oh, I know.
In Tuxes.
Yes.
That is just so cool.
Yeah.
For somebody who was obsessed with the Beatles in high school, when it was harder to get your hands on stuff, not like now, you can just stream it. So I don't think I can tell you I've ever seen a Beatles movie.
I've only seen it once or twice. It's really rare and it's hard to find. I don't think you can actually easily find it.
Even today. I watched a pirated copy once.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Everything's available on the internet. No?
I don't know about
through questionably legal means, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, I found so many different movies and such an array of television shows on something called Tubi.
Yeah, you mentioned Tubi yesterday.
Yeah, I'm just week. Like, I'm a little shocked and surprised. Although, they do have ads. So, there's a drawback.
Well, this segment is not about you, John.
It isn't.
It's
about Gordy this time.
All right, who's going to start the question?
Investigation.
We have to talk about... What? Young Gordy.
Oh, gosh.
Young Gordy Young?
Gordon.
Where are you from, Gordy?
Where are you from, Gordy?
I was born in Binghamton, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you moved from there?
From there to Shenango Forks, New York.
You moved a lot, by the way.
I'm going to go through the list.
Like every couple of years?
Every couple of years. It was a gypsy family that I was adopted by. And, we had a station wagon, and we just went from town to town selling beads and handmade woven blankets.
It was a wonderful life.
Socks. We sold a lot of socks.
A lot of socks.
Now, we moved from Shenango Fort. When I was like 2 or 3 years old, we moved to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't stay there very long either.
You still have the accent from Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. I remember three things from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Yeah. And again, I was about 3 or 4 years old. First thing I remember was stepping on a tack going down the stairs with my bare feet.
Oh, God.
My dad grabbing me and turning me upside down on the couch and yanking the tack out. So you got to watch where you're stepping. Like, okay.
Thanks, Dad.
I didn't put the tack there. Second memory was my dad was... closing the garage door. It was a duplex we lived in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was closing the garage door, and he got his finger caught in the slats of the garage door. And I heard a bunch of words I had never heard before. And then
you thought you'd like that. Huh?
I thought, what is that, a foreign language? But no, it was a bunch of swear words. Yeah, so I remember that. And the third memory I have is sitting around the dining room table, and my sister and my mom and dad, and Elvis Presley came on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay. Really?
Hound dog. And my mom was dancing around the table, aww, and my sister was bopping very around. Cool. My dad was kind of just shaking his head.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, and that memory is seared in my head.
That's great. I
looked at the radio and I thought, how is that happening?
Wow.
This guy is singing and everybody, you know, he got everybody's attention.
Just motivates
and
it was
rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from Fort Wayne, Indiana, when I was about 5, we moved to Barrington Woods, Illinois, which is outside of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, Barrington Woods, yeah.
Near Palatine. Lived there for a year, then moved to Warrenville, Illinois, when I was in first grade. Mm-hmm.
That's a good school system, Wheaton-Warrenville.
Wheaton-Warrenville. Well, Warrenville was like Mayberry back then. It was really out in the sticks.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, completely part of the Chicago metroplex of suburbs that never end. Just, yes, you know, endless. Yes.
Endless malls.
Endless sprawl mall.
Yeah. Lived in Warrenville till third grade. Then we moved to Indianapolis. Lived there through sixth grade. Moved back to Wheaton near Warrenville for 7th and 8th grade. Moved to Philadelphia for 9th and part of 10th grade.
That's lost
moved
years.
Moved back to Wheaton for the rest of sophomore year, junior year, and high school.
How was your circle of friends?
Senior.
You don't have
I
any
made no
circle
friends.
Of friends.
I tell you, you know, every time I moved, I was behind in something in school usually sat at the back of the class and just hid from everybody and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get called on.
Yeah.
I was a terrible student. I didn't do well in school ever. You know, I got C's and D's mostly and a few F's along the way, but didn't get held back.
That's why we get along.
Push them along.
Yeah. Push them along.
I have a similar background.
Yeah. And then next question. After high school.
Wow.
How'd
you end up in Richland Center?
Oh, I still got a few stops along the way here. Now,
oh, you do?
Oh, my gosh. Where have you not lived?
After high school, I went to Graham Junior College. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I listened to radio a lot. Mm-hmm. I always loved radio, and growing up in Chicagoland, it was WLS or WCFL, the top 40 stations.
Love those stations.
I know. Mm-hmm. Art Roberts, we talked about this era.
Yeah.
Art Roberts, Dex Card, Ron Riley, all the great Chicago DJs. And back then, DJs were kind of the stars of the show. You know, they played the music to support their personalities. And they were really part of the show. They were part of the show. They were why you listened.
And PS chose their own music.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the early days.
And of course the Beatles were happening. That was my first love of, you know, Beatles was listening through top 40 radio.
One of the things I found out about, you know, a lot of these radio announcers like at WLS and in Milwaukee too, they had their fingers in production. They were producing a lot of the rock and roll groups that were regionally popular at the time.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it was during the days of payola too, sometimes taking some money under the table to play their records.
Had to be careful with that stuff.
Had to be careful. But one of the DJs there, really, the one that really grabbed me was Larry Luchak.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Because he was sarcastic and kind of snarly, but funny, funny as hell. And I really gravitated toward Larry Luchak and Animal Stories.
Yep, Animal Stories.
Tommy Edwards.
Hugely popular.
Great stuff. So I didn't know what I wanted to do after after high school. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I didn't know. But my mother had been in radio, and she kind of said, you know, and she was very artistic, and she was a painter and a poet, and she did all kinds of things. She was a theater actress. She was on Broadway a couple of times.
Come on.
Yeah. And so, you know, I started thinking about radio a little bit. And I had done high school radio during forensics.
No,
they had
no
radio
kidding.
Competitions, you know, radio news competition. And I did okay with those. I never got firsts, but I got a lot of second places.
Wow.
And
forensics, big in the Midwest.
Forensics, yes.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go to a radio school, and I went out to Boston to Graham Junior College, and that's where I started to learn the chops and learn how to splice tape and run cart machines and clean them and all that stuff.
What year?
Reel to reel. That would have been 1972
way
Boston.
Before me. Yeah, I didn't get to Boston until 83.
Ah, lived right on Commonwealth Avenue, right near the Citgo sign, and watched that Citgo sign while various illegal substances were being passed around the dorms.
You too?
Yes. Watch the trails coming off of those Citgo signs.
No comment.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Trails coming off the Citgo sign.
And then moved back to the Midwest and didn't really know if I could get a radio job because I didn't really graduate from Graham Junior College.
you guys are such
diplomas. Who needs one? I don't know. I know how to splice tape.
Justification.
It took a few years. I got married the first time and then moved to Richland Center. Mm-hmm. And just because I drove around southern Wisconsin, my sister had a dairy farm. How much time we got left? And you guys asked me more questions. But
no,
anyway,
you're good.
Started a little music store in Richland Center that didn't last long, a couple of years, but I taught guitar lessons.
You started the store?
I started a store.
Usually you go from radio to getting your own record store.
Yes.
I did that. I started this store. Sold records and tapes and taught guitar lessons. Mm. Sold some guitars and amplifiers. And then that business didn't do well in Little Richland Center.
Aww.
And it was tough. And I moved back. My parents at that time moved to Richland Center too. Mm-hmm. After I had moved there, they moved there because it was near my sister. Well, anyway, long story short,
that's what they do. They move.
And I bounced back. I was about 25 years old, came back. I had no job. I got divorced. My first wife left me because the store failed, and she went away. And my dad gave me a great advice. Hmm. He said, "Go out and get a job.
Get yourself
any job.
A
J-O-B. You're not living here long. You get a job, and then when you get a job, you look for a better job. That's how it works. Get anything to start." And I was looking through, and I
good
found
advice.
There was an advertising sales job at WNNO in Wisconsin Dells.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And I went over there, and I applied, and I applied again. I came back two or three times for interviews. They didn't know whether they wanted to hire me. I didn't have much experience.
I know. You don't have that voice for radio.
I know. It sucks. And so,
a waste of time.
But eventually, this guy keeps coming back. Let's just hire him and then, see what happens.
Yeah.
And that was the start of it.
Did you sell?
Wow.
I sold radio. Yeah, I sold. And then that's where I learned to write radio commercials. Because the Dells, as we all know, big tourist trap. And we had a lot of advertisers, and so we cranked out commercials all day, all in the summertime when it was a summertime resort. It was just nothing but writing commercials and cranking them out. So I did hundreds and hundreds of commercials
over the
next 3 or 4 years.
Nailed it.
Eventually got a job at, I think my next station was Z104. I did continuity there.
Right here to Madison.
Yeah, to Madison.
You worked in continuity in traffic.
I did.
Trafficking the commercials.
That's when commercials were paid. DJs could make money doing commercials. They actually got a voice fee.
Yeah. Well,
these were the old days.
Yeah.
So I would have to divvy them out evenly to the DJs.
Yeah.
And,
there
was a certain voice for that commercial or this voice for a motorcycle.
I do the Chevy,
commercial.
You do the Ford.
Yes.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. So I did that under Jonathan W. Little. Cool. Who was a legend.
Cool. He certainly is.
And so then I went to IBA, AM, and
still haven't met John
MAD.
Peterson at this point?
No, I went to MAD the first time before I met John, and then I bounced around to, WILV.
Yeah.
Eventually got into television when Fox 47 started up. Was there the first day it was on the air.
Again, promotion director. Right?
Promotion director and also selling and then did some on-air work. And
Sam doesn't even
John.
Know. Fox didn't always exist.
ABC,
CBS, NBC.
But I was never alive in the time of pre-cable or anything like that.
That's crazy. So you were on the first iteration of Fox.
Yes.
Locally.
And then Fox Television came along about 6 months later. So it wasn't initially a Fox station, but it was an independent station.
Gotcha.
Running lots of reruns and old movies. I met John the first day that we opened. Grant's opening June 6th, 1986 was the first day it was on the air. And I knew we had a mutual friend, Krista Lane.
Yes.
Who worked there. And I said, Krista, I listen to Peterson all the time on IBA FM. You got to introduce me.
He's
to
easy.
Him.
Just say a few compliments and you got him.
You got him. Don't worry.
And I eventually.
He'll love you.
I eventually hired. We said hello. We got to hang out a little bit. I hired him to do some voice work at Fox 47.
The voice of Fox 47.
You were. And then we started doing the late night movie show together, Night Owl Theater. And then eventually we changed the name to
Big Sky Theater.
Thank you. Why did we change the
There's
no
know.
Reason at all. And that was a lot of fun. And then we started working at MAD together.
Yeah, cable access.
Okay. I got a minute left.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath.
You got it all out there.
What else?
And now you're slowly going broke doing radio for me. Right. You're welcome.
Eventually, I got into television doing TV weather. I did that for 20 years. Moved to South Bend, Indiana for most of those years.
PBS.
Came back, yeah, you're known in South Bend.
Also PBS. What's
You're
me?
Known in South Bend.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a statue up there.
It's been defaced many times.
I know.
Somebody they broke the nose off.
The There's head on
pigeon crap all over it. I don't know. They threw it in the back 40. Nobody looks at it anymore. Okay. Oh, God.
This is a good day.
A lot of pressure,
like,
huh?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go start drinking now.
Yeah, well, we can. It's over.
Can we do this?
Yes.
Oh, we got more. Though.
We do?
We got your story
next.
Coming up next, Catherine.
Oh, I'm not saying anything.
Yes, we're trying to interrogate.
Forget it.
We'll be back with Catherine Lake's story after this on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is John from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes pets make wonderful gifts for those ready to welcome a new family member. Before getting someone a pet, Dane County Humane Society recommends discussing what they're looking for. Even better, offer to take them to the Dane County Humane Society to find their new companion. This way, you can be part of the process, and they can experience the magic of finding their new best friend. Learn more at giveshelter.org.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is your life.
Talking to myself here is causing great concern for my health. Where is your head, Catherine? Where is your head?
I can't believe you found that.
All right.
I used that for my opening of my very first radio show on WORT.
Okay.
Right here in Madison.
We'll get to that in a moment.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we need to know.
Okay.
We heard John's life story. We heard Sam's. And then, you know, I spilled my guts all over the place. And now it's your turn, Catherine
Pretty
Lake.
Gory.
Can you loosen the ropes so I can just, you know, relax while we do this interview?
You've got the light bulb right over your head.
That's right.
You can start sweating anytime.
I can feel the water dripping on my forehead.
It's not as hot as it used to be now with these new LED lights.
Yes, all right. We tried.
But it's bright.
Okay, so we'll get to that theme song in just a moment, you know, from your very first time on radio.
Yes.
But we want to, you know, go all the way back to where it all began with Catherine Lake.
When you were born.
Yeah, where and when.
You have 7 minutes. You really want to do
okay.
This.
Okay, right, well,
I was
right.
Born
well,
in Jersey. I was born in
that's
Jersey.
It?
You have that Jersey accent.
I have that Jersey accent.
Yeah.
Definitely the East Coast mentality. Mm-hmm. What part of Jersey? Yeah. Kinnelon.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Well, that doesn't add to our information.
They were only there for 2 years. It was apparently the best house they've ever had, and everything after that sucked.
It was downhill.
But yeah, they said I was an accident. I was a surprise. So they decided they had to move to Philly. He got another job in Philly. My dad was retired military, but got into business and chased around for a while. Philly, 2 years, and then Schenectady by the time I was four. And I spent the whole time in Schenectady growing up.
So let's figure out your family here. So that was Dad. What about Mom?
Mom was a church organist and a pianist, a musician. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My sister is 10 years older than me, looks 10 years younger than me, and is way cuter. And she never got above 5'2", so screw her. But she's a professional musician. She just retired from playing the oboe with the Virginia Symphony for 35 years or so.
And you have a brother, too?
I have a brother. He's in sales. He's always been in sales. He sells bread, and he sold plates, and then he sold Oneida silver, and he's now
door-to-door?
Yes. He goes door-to-door. And now he sells booze. Yes. Door-to-door.
Okay. Hey, wow. All right. Well, let's fast forward through your childhood years, and we'll get to high school. And where did you go to high school?
All in Schenectady. Niskayuna High School.
What?
The year I graduated.
What did you say?
Niskayuna.
Niskayuna?
We are full of native names in my area. Schenectady is a native name, I believe. I'm not certain about that, but Niskayuna certainly is. We played against Iroquois. That was one of the junior highs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Niskayuna. And it was named the best school in the country the year I graduated.
Were you in any extracurricular activities at school?
Like music. I tried soccer 1 year, but it did not work with my musical schedule.
All right.
So I just did music.
Yeah. You have a natural curiosity. Not the newspaper, though. Not the school newspaper.
No. I couldn't. I didn't have time. Music took everything.
Oh,
I had to practice the violin.
Yes, you were very good at the violin.
I was pretty good.
But that's... You're not doing that anymore.
No, I knew by the third month in college majoring in music that I was not going to become a musician. I just had to grind through 4 years and get out.
So how did you find yourself in radio?
Let's
get to that part.
Lord.
And moving to the Midwest?
Well, I got into arts management. I can do that. I knew that I understood the arts at a deep level. And so I managed the orchestra in college and then got a job a couple of years after graduating college managing the youth orchestra I played in. I was the executive director.
Okay.
I got fired after 2 years. I was not good at it. It was way too big a job for a 23 or 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you get fired from a job, but you have 2 years on your resume? You go take another job just like that in Madison, Wisconsin. So I came and managed the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra, but they figured out in 4 months that I was ill-equipped and dumped my ass, rightfully so. As a matter of fact, afterward, they called me back to say, you know, the secretary that the president hired was stealing money. And she was putting "as per Catherine" on it. So I had to go and talk to the police. Like, did not have anything to do with this. I was just a really bad, stupid manager.
So you have a bit of a criminal background.
I have a bit of a criminal background.
And then you got into radio.
And then I answered an ad in the paper.
Natural.
You know, I'm looking for jobs. I just look for a new, what am I going to do with myself?
Yeah.
And, I answered an ad for Wart, morning show. Sure, that sounds like fun.
And you got it.
And I got it, and it goes from there. Yeah.
Okay, in the minute and a half that we have left, tell us how you got from Wart to here at Civic Media. There are other stations in between, but we got to rip through them here.
About a half dozen to eight stations in Madison, got into commercial radio with Glenn Gardner, Talk, Magic 98, all the stations, practically every station in town, just ripping through. And then 2 years in L.A. with Westwood One doing a show overnights that puts you on 6 million radios, apparently. Traffic with Shadow Traffic. Got into a helicopter one time. Couldn't take it because their headphones are so tight.
Okay.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then back to Madison.
Yeah.
Because it's L.A. and it's awful.
Yeah.
So I came back here.
There.
And then my stupid ex-husband, pardon me, I got to drink something.
You're all choked up now.
I know.
Okay, well, it's...
He found out the helicopter was just a shadow, and that didn't really work out well.
you really got the story, right? So then back to Madison, and then I got married and went off to Chicago and spent 22 years with WGN.
Oh.
And then came to Civic Media a little more than a year ago.
Answered an ad.
Yeah.
Small town radio in Chicago, and you came back here.
I had to.
Excellent.
Yeah. And the rest is history.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
It is fascinating. Thank you for sharing all of that with us.
Thanks for sharing.
Can I take off the mask now?
You can, yeah. You can relax now. Okay. We will be back with more of our Day After Christmas show. What? Oh, we're
this
done for the day?
This is the end of the show, Gordy.
We're done. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Wow.
Bye.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first numbers in the holiday shopping season show strong spending. MasterCard Spending Pulse says retail sales were up by nearly 4% from a year ago from November 1st through Christmas Eve.
As far as where shoppers spent their money, one of the categories where spending was up the most is apparel online. People buying clothes as gifts, or if you're like me, maybe for themselves. Jewelry and electronics also popular, while shopping at department stores did grow at a much slower pace.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze said online spending was up by about 7%. It's expected to be another busy day in the holiday travel period. Hopper says 3.5 million people are expected to fly today. Four people were hurt in an altercation that led to gunfire at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport Wednesday night. Police say the fight was between members of one family and the shooting occurred before anyone went through security. Memorials today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 230,000 people. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.